At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Unfiltered and undeniably Boston. It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra.
It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra. We are brought to you by Find Mass Money. Oh my gosh. This brought me back to a summer, a few summers back, when poor Davio's owner, Steve DiFilippo, walked across the Mass Pike.
You guys moved food for us. You moved the studio. No one told me. No.
And then this morning,
running in pure humidity,
by the way.
Well, Italians sweat a little bit.
With meatballs.
Two
bags of meatballs. This morning, I go up to get Steve, and there he is. There's construction all around our building. Yep. You literally can't get to our parking lot.
Can't get here. And they don't care. Who decides to do traffic, you know, it's in the middle of traffic, right? Who decides to dig up the road?
I know.
It's literally, you know, earlier in the morning, and they're literally blowing up the road.
I know.
Who decides to do this? I mean, I'm parked in some illegal spot right now. My car's not there. I have no idea where my car is right now.
He was dodging all the bulldozers and all of the steamrollers.
Oh, the guy was mad at me. He was like, where are you coming from? All due respect, no one walks by this place. Okay, there's no park. There's no, sidewalk. I'm literally in the middle of this, major road with cars zipping by like crazy. And they're like, who's this idiot with a Davio's bag?
I'm some driver thing.
I'm a delivery guy.
He's parked illegally on some side street.
The owner of, one of the greatest restaurants ever in our area. Davio's, poor Steve DiFilippo.
Anyway, happy Father's Day.
Oh my God, we're so happy that you're here. And then he walks in, he's like, why am I even here?
I know.
Steve's taking down the traffic.
Taking down everybody.
I was just yelling at the radio. I was yelling at the guy with the truck. The whole thing was terrible.
You're on fire.
That's what we do here in Boston, right? And we do it really well.
I got the meatballs. The car smells like meatballs. I almost started eating the meatballs. I said, well, I might as well eat a meatball. They're going to be cold.
Oh my God. Poor Steve. Well, we love having you, and I know that traffic and all, we love Davio's, and we love
you. Thank
and
you.
I know.
Thanks.
This is Father's Day, so it's kind of your
Father's Day. You know, being a father is obviously pretty cool. You know, it's I have to say, it's sometimes a little sad because my father's gone. You know, it's like people don't realize. People come up to me and they'll, say Happy Father's Day, and I appreciate that because I'm a father. But you think of your father, you know, and when he's not here, it's kind of a weird thing.
And you said that you sell a lot of steak and a lot of meat.
Love to come out for steak on Father's Day.
Is that the big meal?
A lot of guys. And I'd say Father's Day used to not be a big day in our industry, but it's really changed.
So what do you do on Father's Day? Are you working or do you have the day off?
No, I'm gonna probably have. You know, the kids will come over and I'll probably end up cooking.
I was going to ask, do you do the cooking? I mean, how does that work when the food person?
I know it's funny when I tell people I do the cooking. Everyone thinks who doesn't cook. They think that I'm working when I'm cooking. It's not. It's actually something I want to do. Cleaning up's a different story. You know, everyone can help with that.
Yeah.
You know, and you know who I'm talking to out there. You know, you can help out a little bit cleaning.
Would you get breakfast in bed?
No. Those days, it's kind of gross. I never really liked that. No.
This is like honest hour with Steve DiFilippo.
Yeah.
No, I don't need to eat while I'm in my bed.
No, you gotta change the sheets. I guess I'm a messy eater. You know, food everywhere.
I am too. I wouldn't be. You can't trust me in a bed, especially if there's condiments around, like ketchup or mayonnaise or anything like that can drip and drop everywhere. No, I wouldn't be good for it.
Ketchup for breakfast? What do you do with ketchup?
Well, with scrambled eggs.
Oh, scrambled. Really? Yeah. You have ketchup with scrambled?
Yeah.
How old are you?
Oh, I have ketchup with mac and cheese.
See, she's even worse than me.
Ketchup's for French fries. That's what I use it for.
Yeah. All right, Steve, we'll hang out for a couple minutes. We're going to play a little fun Father's Day food trivia with you. We'll come back with Steve DiFilippo, owner of Davio's, in just a few minutes on Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra.